You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A group of local musicians have announced the launch of Women About Sound, a project aiming to help more New Zealand women to develop and record their own music. Women About Sound will provide mentorship and support to female musicians through the process of composing and recording original music. BFM reporter Katie Doyle spoke to project leader Jess Hoare and began by asking how she came to this idea.
I'm a performer myself and also someone who goes to lots of gigs. And I just mainly sort of started from going to this was quite a while ago, but got me started thinking because I went to a music festival at one New Year's where there was like three women in the whole lineup, just three women out of like 20 bands. And so I just thought, oh, that's a problem that people might not be thinking about, the fact that there's just not enough females in the music scene. And I also went just last year to, there's a collective called Second Skin Collective, and they did like a panel discussion talking about issues in regards to, people of women of colour and also just women as well. And and it just made me think that like talking about stuff is good, but I wanted to do something that actually is like actioning something and produces something good.
So being in the music scene as a woman for about 8 years, have you kind of been subjected to or seen any forms of like, other discrimination, such as like lewd comments?
I think I've had some attitudes with some sound people. I'm an audio engineer now myself, but before I was, I'm not sure whether it was just specifically because I was a woman, but I know that they were often quite sort of rude and they wouldn't listen when I said that they weren't, getting my music right and stuff like that. And I mean, my performance is so, it's quite out there, it's quite challenging for guys especially because I'm quite sexual and it's a little bit different. So I have had comments from guys, but that's specifically because I am quite directly challenging their, maybe making them sometimes feel a little bit awkward or uncomfortable.
Do you think like discrimination in the industry is getting any better or worse, or is it kind of staying the same as time has gone on?
I think there's been some people are starting to notice. Like I noticed that there was some comments about the Laneways lineup only having like a lot less female artists. So I think there's more attention being brought to it. There's been a few articles and a few groups starting up, but I don't know whether it's necessarily changing the situation. There's discussion about it, but I don't know whether that means that there's actually more females that are, around in the industry.
So getting back to the project itself, there's going to be some workshops. Can you tell me a little bit about them and kind of what's going to be involved with those?
So there's three workshops, and the first one's going to be kind of a panel discussion talking about some general topics like, discrimination and like challenges that female artists might face in the industry. And, and then the second workshop's focused on songwriting. So there'll be some people who are female musicians that are currently in the industry that will lead that and go through some sort of principles of songwriting. And then also the idea is that if a participant has a song that they're working on, they can bring it along and then they can get some feedback and discuss their own challenges with their songwriting. And then the third one, sort of looking at preparation for recording. So, because the idea of the project is to hopefully record some people's songs at the end of it. So people come along to the workshops, they have a song that they hope to record, and then we work on it, give them some feedback, and then we go into the recording studio and record their song for them.
Where can female artists go to learn more about the project?
We've got a Facebook page up, which is Women About Sound, and that gives you some more information about the workshops and also where you can register to like register your interest in the workshops and potentially recording as well. And also all my contact details are on there so that they can ask me some questions if they want to know more about the project.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.